fabric of this terrain. You will never be born as a scorpion, but just another pair of boat shoes walking away from the harbor. Just another pair of boat shoes walking away from the harbor.
You're listening to WUVT FM Blacksburg. That was new music by Wolf Parade, and it's about 2 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock, and this is your WUVT local news update for Tuesday, July 6th. The Montgomery County Board is expected to make a decision this evening on where Blacksburg High students will attend in the fall. The students were forced out of their building in February when the gym collapsed and attended classes at Blacksburg Middle School for the remainder of the school year. Officials held a number of hearings in late June to gauge public opinion on a number of proposed options for the students. The school board identified three possibilities after listening to public feedback on the subject. The first option is to use mobile classrooms at the new Blacksburg Middle School campus to accommodate either the middle school students or the high school students. The second option is to shift Blacksburg Middle School students to the old Christiansburg Middle School facility and use a new Blacksburg Middle School for the high school students. The third option is to use the old Christiansburg Middle School facility for the high school students with the addition of mobile classrooms to accommodate the number of students. It is not yet clear what the fate of the Blacksburg High building is, but a report issued today by an engineering firm recommended that all concrete beams and columns be tested to determine whether the building is structurally sound. The school board is currently waiting for a forensic report on the roof structure to determine the exact cause of the collapse. New students will be around the Virginia Tech campus over the next month as summer orientation gets into full swing. Incoming freshmen will stay overnight in Blacksburg as they learn about their new home for the next 4 years and will have a fully packed schedule where they will cover all aspects of college life. Parents who come into town will also have a program designed to help them adjust to having their children in college. The town of Blacksburg would like residents to be aware that refuse collection will take place tomorrow morning for residents who normally had refuse pickup on Monday. Refuse pickup did not take place due to the holiday. This week is shaping up to be a hot one. Expect daytime highs in the upper 80s to mid-90s all week long with lows near 70 some nights. We'll see some cooling on Friday as a weak cold front moves through the area. Right now it's 97 at Roanoke, 97 in Dublin, 90 in Withville, 90 in Bluefield, and the Blacksburg temperature outside the WUVT studio in downtown Blacksburg. And it's currently about 96 degrees outside the WUVT studio in downtown Blacksburg, Virginia. Anyways, that's a wrap for the news at 6. My name is Walter Valencia. My time is ended. Stay tuned for more continued original programming on WUVT-FM.
We'll be right back. John Whitehead.
Believing that Jewish jurors would not vote for the death penalty, both the prosecutor and the judge in a murder trial conspired to keep Jews out. Now investigations are underway to see whether that was standard operating procedure and whether death penalty judgments need to be reheard. The point of law is our Sixth Amendment. The right to an impartial jury is one of your first liberties.
For a free book about your first liberties, call toll-free 888-287-1787.
Hey everyone in Blacksburg, this is Julia Darling. Thank you for supporting Brand New Music. You're listening to WUVT.
Thank you. Bye. Okay to rock and roll and party, just let someone else do the driving. Hi, this is Ray Manzarek of The Doors for RAD. Please don't drink and drive, and don't drive with someone else who's been drinking.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
This is Esteban Bueno reminding you to listen to Morning Misanthropy every Wednesday from 9 until noon.